Welcome to Cinephile Chronicles. I'm your host, Catfish.
And I'm B. Rice.
And welcome to the first episode of our new podcast. On this podcast, we are going to talk about movies, anything to do with movies.
And TV shows.
Yes. Me and Bryce are big movie and TV show fans. So on this podcast, we're going to interview some of our classmates and talk about their favorite movies and their TV shows. Talk about our favorite movie genres.
And our least favorite movie genres.
Yeah. But today, we're going to let you get to know us a little bit. We're going to talk about our favorite movies.
Because we matter more.
Yeah, pretty much. Bryce, B. Rice, would you like to start us off?
I would love to. I've been watching movies for about 17 years now.
Dude, and how old are you?
17.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one, I'm going to have to say, it's going to have to be Gangs of New York.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a phenomenal actor. I love him in really anything he's in.
And I think it's based on true events.
Yeah, like mildly true, I'm pretty sure.
Because I think, what was his name in the movie? It's like Billy the Butcher.
Yeah.
He was a real dude, guys.
Yeah. I just really love Daniel Day-Lewis and There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood.
And The Last of the Mohicans are really good movies of his. That's a Martin Scorsese movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love Martin Scorsese.
Oh, so good.
My number three pick, I think I'm going to have to go with the original Blade Runner movie.
Ooh.
I'm a big Harrison Ford fan.
As you should be.
And that one is just great. I love the ending scene, the tears in the rain. Man, it hits me in the feels every time.
Kind of reminds me of Cyberpunk, the video game.
I think that may or may not have been just a huge inspiration for Cyberpunk.
Perhaps.
I just love that. And then the sequel came with Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
That
might be one of my like favorite sequels of all time.
And the cinematography is beautiful in that movie. That movie is just amazing to like sit back and watch it on like a 4K. It's amazing.
It's really good whenever they do like sci-fi, like a sci-fi world real well.
Yeah. I think that gets me more engrossed into the movie.
Yeah. I think my number two pick is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Jim Carrey carries in that movie. Oh, I made a pun.
Oh, that was a good one. I've actually never seen that movie.
It's really good. So basically, there's this couple, and you don't really get to see them being them in the beginning of the movie because it starts out. But they get their minds like erased, and that's the beginning of the movie is whenever they get their minds erased. But later, you see their relationship, and then you get to see Jim Carrey's character, Joel, undergoing the actual like mind racing, and then you get to see the aftermath of what happened.
That actually seems really, really interesting.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's real weird,
too. You
say
it's Jim Carrey?
It is Jim Carrey.
Is it more of like a serious role for him?
Yeah, it's one of his most serious roles. He's a little depressed guy.
Ooh. Yeah, like every time I think of Jim Carrey, I think of like him in goofy movies like Dumb and Dumber and Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
All right, for my number two pick, I'm going to go into the horror genre here. The original 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I love that movie. That
Tobe Hooper himself.
Yeah. That movie was so influential in like the horror genre. And I think Leatherface, and that is like the most, like you said earlier, the most consistent slasher. He uses the same weapon and he acts the same. He's like this big maniac.
You can't get his character wrong. I mean, you can mess up his design, but honestly, I'm going to have to say, you know the one with the suit and like the lady makeup on? That one from the first? That's my favorite one. That's my favorite like Leatherface outfit ever.
Yeah, like the pretty woman one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love that movie and like I like learning about it and like the production of that movie and how like strenuous and tiring it was for like everybody. They filmed for like 30 days in 110 degree weather in Texas in this house with all this like rotting meat and stuff, and it was apparently terrible, but the movie turned out great and I can't get enough of watching it.
Such an iconic movie.
It really is. And like it spawned so many like movies and not all of them are as good as the first, but
yeah. The 2021, we don't talk about that.
No, we don't talk about. We also don't got to talk about the one with Matthew McConaughey.
I forget that one's there sometimes.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
I think I'm gonna have to say my number one pick, The Shining.
Ooh.
Switching up.
That is a great one.
Have you ever seen The Shining?
I have seen it. I've read and watched The Shining, and I prefer the book to the movie, but the movie is still.
I think it depends on the mood. If I'm wanting to be scared, I'm going with the movie, to be honest. I feel like the movie does a lot more, does a better job. And I like movies more. I think it's the better medium for picturing stuff in my head.
Yeah.
But I'll like a book, like the 1984 book. I like that preferred than the movie.
Yeah. Stephen King is a phenomenal author.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT.
The GOAT. But, and Stanley Kubrick did the movie. Yeah, so you got the GOAT of like writing and like the GOAT of movies.
They clash.
Yeah. And the movie is Jack Nicholson's performance in that is.
We don't even talk about the acting in that movie.
And it is.
Ooh. I like the set design of the hotel itself too.
Yeah. Like the hotel looks great and like you have the whole maze. And like they have the newer the Dr. Sleep movie.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that quite a bit.
I liked
too,
it
with
too.
Ewan McGregor. I liked that movie a lot. I'm a big fan of that one.
Like if I got invited to stay at the Overlook Hotel and like take care of it for like a winter, I'd do that in an instant.
Yeah, I probably would too. Alrighty, for my number one pick, I'm going into the Western genre with Tombstone. I love that movie. I love Val Kilmer in that. Val Kilmer really carries the performance in that movie with him as Doc Holliday. But even like he's not even like you can't put him saying he carried the movie because the whole movie is good. Mm-hmm. You got Sam Elliott in it. He's pretty good. And like all the action. I'm a big Western fan too. And that's like most Western fans' like favorite movie. And it is mine as well.
What would you say if a Western fan liked Django Unchained more?
I do like Django Unchained.
Sometimes I look at Django Unchained and I'm like, that's not a Western movie, though.
I think it's like Quentin Tarantino's look on like what a Western would be.
Yeah.
But like if you think of like real Westerns, I think of like Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Clint Eastwood, and like John Wayne.
Sometimes I start thinking about spaghetti Westerns, but yeah. Those aren't real ones.
I think I like spaghetti Westerns. I'm a big sucker for spaghetti Westerns. I think they're so fun to watch.
They are fun to watch. Are they a good movie?
It depends which one you're watching.
Yeah.
But then you got stuff like 3:10 to Yuma. With Christian Bale and Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm. That's a great movie. Big fan of that one, too. Alrighty. Well, those are our top three movies.
Stay tuned for next week when we drop episode 2 and interview our first guest.
Chili Dog.
Cole Morgan.
We're going to get Cole's take on his top three movies and discuss them with him. But that has been all today for...
Cinephile Chronicles.
I'm going to... We might just need to redo the whole outro thing. Well, that has it for our top three. Stay tuned for our next episode where we will be interviewing
Coco Moore,
Chili Dog. We're going to get Cole's take on his top three movies and discuss them with him.
We might even ask his favorite genre.
Who knows? That's been it for Cinephile Chronicles. Thank you for watching and have a good day.